Welcome to For the Record, an unfiltered view on current trends and timeless advice for surviving in the aesthetics industry. Whether you're an injector, practice owner, sales rep, or marketer, it's time to set the record straight. Each week, we cut through the chaos and showcase diverse perspectives and winning ideas from the best minds in the industry. I'm your host, Dr. Tiffany Hall, Chief Growth Officer at Aesthetic Record. Now, let's get started on this week's episode.
Hey guys, welcome back to a special doubleheader episode of For the Record, live on the Aesthetic Next trade show floor. We're here in our little mini podcast booth, and we're highlighting today two fantastic, fierce females who are doing some really cool things in the industry, very different things, but having a big impact. We have first up Leemore Weinberg, who is a nurse practitioner in Miami, Florida. She's also the owner of Clinic USA, where she is a KOL, a master injector, a speaker on podium for us, other meetings, an influencer, a fashion mogul, and she's just launched a brand new line called Fillers Anonymous, which has the cutest gear you've ever seen. And we're going to talk to her today about what it means to launch this brand, why she's choosing now to make this left turn, if you will, out of aesthetics or still in aesthetics, but into a different facet of our industry. AI, the competitive nature of the industry, and what's happening as she's trying to grow her business, and what it means to want to be a remote worker after COVID. Next up, we have Lauren Taylor-Dijon, who is the CEO and founder of The Limited Agency, which is a social media marketing agency, digital agency, founded in Louisiana, but now here in Dallas, Texas. And she is the brains behind many of our favorite influencers on Instagram, their content, their curation, their feed, how it all looks and feels. And the fabulous nature of all of their social presence. And she's going to talk a little bit today about growing your brand, your impressions, how she looks at a meeting the size of Aesthetic Next and decides to slice and dice the schedule to get the best content to optimize it, and what it really takes to run a social media machine. So without further ado, we're going to start with episode one with Leemore Weinberg.
Hey guys, we're back at Aesthetic Next again in our little podcast suite. It's a little tiny. We're probably going to be claustrophobic, but we're here anyway. We are here with the new designer,
ooh,
entrepreneur. Yeah, you have a whole fashion line now.
I'm a fashion designer. That's fashion what everyone keeps saying.
Leemore Weinberg, who is from the beautiful Miami, Florida, and is now the designer and owner of Fillers Anonymous, who has the cutest freaking stuff I've ever seen.
Thank you.
We're all obsessed. Look at her. Look at this shirt if you're watching from home. It looks so good. She's got it sparkled up, but we're all on board. So tell us a little bit about you, what you're doing, and what made you decide to launch this awesome line.
I was clearly bored. No. So I was on the phone with a friend of mine, and we were talking about how people deny that they get fillers, and she's like, it's like Fillers Anonymous. And immediately, like, a light bulb went off. And within like 10 minutes, I had already like LLC'd it, submitted it for trademarking, like all of this. I just knew. I'm like, this is the perfect thing. Look at this. This is the perfect thing for our industry, because we don't have anything fun. You know, everything is very like business, and I wanted to do something that we could all relate to, with whether it's our patients or ourselves. So we came up with all these sayings. We have like 30 different sayings. So every merch drop is going to have different stuff. It took me actually a year. We started this about a year ago. So I just launched a month ago.
A whole year. Well, I think you have to source it. Like, who's going to do the actual, you know, let's say it's a shirt. We're going to get the shirt and then print on the shirt.
Oh, my God. That has been the hardest part, is getting the blanks, you know, finding good quality blanks. I'm still not 1,000% happy with it, but we had to put it out. Everyone's like, you have to do it. So it's the turnout has been amazing. Everyone has given me such a good response, and I'm so happy that everyone loves it, because you never know. You know, you come up with an idea and you're like, people are going to like it. Is it going to go well? So I have your approval. So that's all that matters.
We're all obsessed. My whole office. When you guys brought the keychains by, she gave these incredible keychains that looks like a fancy.
It's like a motel keychain.
Like a motel key, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like the Tiffany Company ones.
Yeah.
When those got dropped off, my whole staff went like crazy. They all went online to look at it.
No.
To look at the whole line.
Oh, my God.
We wouldn't buy all of it. We love merch. I mean, I don't care who you are. I'm a merch addict.
Right.
I want
and then
merch
the bags,
everything.
The totes that we gave everybody, like all the faculty.
There's
the
just
totes.
So much. Oh,
and there's so much. And there's so much more coming that we're excited about it, you know?
Where you have just coffee mugs, you have mouse pads, you
everything.
Have the cute little cropped sweaters are my favorite, because I'm very short-waisted, so
I literally
can't
been
wear.
Cropping them in the back. We've been cutting them in the back, so everything is very, you know, custom.
Well, but I think about this. I think about you. You also do, you have the clinic that you're actually injecting mm-hmm. at. You're also doing trainings
yes,
all the time.
Yes, a ton of training.
You do things that are, you know, sort of speaker-esque, like big name kind mm-hmm. of events also. Then you have now Fillers Anonymous.
I know.
What is pushing you to do all these things?
I don't know. Honestly, you're a good role model. You have done so many things. I mean, this is amazing. This is epic. Aesthetic record also. And I just look at so many female entrepreneurs, and I'm like, we could take over the world. One sweatshirt at a time.
We really could. And you have great fashion. I have to tell you, I stalk your Instagram because you always have the best clothes on. I was like, what is she wearing today? What's it going to be today? Well, you do.
It's diamonds. Well, I was channeling my inner Janet Jackson today.
I love it.
Thank you.
Well, what is your future vision for Fillers Anonymous? I feel like it's something that... Obviously, it'll be around, hopefully, for a very long time, but, mm-hmm, you know, let's say it takes off in a big way. Do you start to scale back on being a medical professional and more of a designer? Like, how do you envision that happening?
Okay, so my dream since COVID has been to work remote.
Everyone's been, and
you know, it's very difficult to do that. I've known for a long time that I wanted to kind of branch off from injecting. You know, the market is very saturated. I wanted to kind of diversify and see what other things I could do that would channel my creativity and my inner like creative child, right? And merch was never really a thing that I thought about, you know, but everybody's always talking about doing it. And then this Fillers Anonymous came about literally like overnight, and I'm like, this would be perfect. So the future, I don't know. I'm hoping that you know, it really takes off. A good thing that we're doing, or a fun thing that we're doing, is we're letting different practices collab with us. So you can do your own custom stuff with Fillers Anonymous and sell it at your practice, or have your staff wear it. So, and the response has been so amazing that I love it.
That's the key. 'Cause I think about all these practices who want merch of their own, and
right.
To what you
and they never have time. You don't have time to do it.
You don't. And what you've now learned, and even we have a few little shirts here for Aesthetic Next, because people always ask us, do you have a shirt for the conference? So this year we did shirts, not knowing that we should just work with you, but we didn't know you existed yet.
Right. Well,
we didn't know 3 months ago that you were a thing.
Yeah.
But I think about even for us to do this, to get the designer to actually make them cute, to find the shirt that you want to print on, to get a printer who's not going to gouge you. I mean, it's a commitment of mm-hmm. sorts. Mm-hmm. If you can just say, hey, make me some of your amazing stuff with our logo on it. Way better option, option. But everybody wants it. They want you want to see your name on, again, merch. You want to see your name on something. It's just more impactful. So I think that's genius.
Oh my God, this is so, we have paparazzi.
We have paparazzi outside of our podcast booth. They know I have a celebrity in here.
Oh my God, such a celebrity. Well, it's funny because I always tell people the story that, you know, I came to Aesthetic Next, before COVID, when you had the
very first one I met
the
you.
The very first one when I met you, and you're like, I still remember you with your headshot. And look, I'm all grown up.
You're all grown up. No, but you know what? I think it is. It's almost sad, though, to think about the saturation of the market, because you're a phenomenal injector. Like,
Thank
we've had you.
You
on main stage injecting before. You're a great injector. To think that it's become so competitive now that our really strong talent mm-hmm. is like, man, it's not worth it anymore. Like, not that it's not worth it, but that it's so hard. You have to diversify.
You have to really think about where the market is going. And I think, you know, I did a talk about AI, and I think, you know, how to incorporate AI in aesthetics, you know, one of the talks I did this morning is a huge step, like next step. So I'm thinking about actually doing a course on that. So many people don't know anything about it, especially in aesthetics. I feel like because we're kind of like medical professionals, we tend to fall behind in technology. You don't have to be a techie to know how to use it or use it properly. So
what's funny, I did a talk this morning because someone wasn't here. They were sick, and so I stepped in as I normally do. I keep like 15 decks on, you know, in the back of my little backpack to pull one out. But I showed like a live ChatGPT and a live Bard mm-hmm. how to do like pre-treatment instructions and how to do like a marketing email. And I write these like amazing things and like 2 seconds, right? I just put a little prompt in, but it's a matter of like going back in now and tweaking it and making sure it doesn't sound like AI wrote it. And there's like this additional step. I think people don't realize that. Like, oh, I can tell that chat wrote that. Yeah, because that's not what it's for. It's for you to get a prompt and go back in and tweak it, or to put yours in there and then let it tweak it for you.
Correct.
So I think there's a learning curve
there's
for
so
sure.
There's so many things you could do. I mean, it's endless.
Oh, yeah. Looking at unstructured data, you can upload spreadsheets of, like, random numbers. It will give you structure. But it just can do anything. But I think, to your point, when you're in a room all day long treating patients and you're trying to grow a business, to think about about, oh gosh, I have to learn one more thing, I have to do one more thing, not knowing that if you did that one more thing, you could do 15 less things because
Correct.
Of it.
It actually helps, it saves you money and time, because now you don't have to outsource so many things. So, you know, that is huge. I mean, saving money is, everybody wants to do that. We want to make
and time.
More money. And, yeah, but time is money.
Well, if the class comes out, let us know, because we would love to promote that, because I think we do prompt engineering. It's like our hobby. We love to write crazy prompts and get good results and all the things.
It's
so
actually
if you do
fun.
It,
I find it fun.
Same.
It's like a sport. I'm like, what can I ask it today? In what way can I ask it to make it sound even better? Or, like, to get even better information, right? Like, now it has a visualize, you know, button, so I've been playing with that, too.
And I'm probably going to get murdered in my sleep. I'm like, is that the best you can do? You know, you can tell, like, is that all you have? Can you do more? Can you make this better? And it will usually respond, but I'm always like, oh, thank you so much.
You're
we
talking to
you.
It like it's a person.
What if it, like, turns my house into a killing machine? You never know.
Oh, my God, Tiffany.
You've seen these movies. iRobot, hello.
Literally, my third slide in my presentation was, like, iRobot is not a real thing.
ChatGPT, if you're listening, don't kill her. She doesn't mean it.
In our sleep.
She doesn't mean it.
Well, garbage disposal.
Yeah, exactly. Tell us how to find Fillers Anonymous, how to find you. Give us all your details so we can start buying some merch.
Fillers Anonymous, website, very easy, www.fillersanonymous.com. My Instagram is at Fillers Anonymous. My personal brand Instagram is at Beauty Bay. It's beauty with an IE dot bay. And that's it.
Find her. Buy some cute merch. You guys, you want to wear it. You want to have it on. Trust me. And also, as this sort of practice private labeling thing comes out, folks, you can get your practice merch with the Fillers Anonymous brand. So,
thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for coming to Aesthetic Next. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I just want a sparkly shirt. Well, guys, we'll be back next time with another guest in our little mini podcast sessions. Thanks so much.
So cute out here. Okay.
Hey guys, we're back with our third installment of our podcast from our lovely little tiny booth here at the Aesthetic Next Show. Last day of the exhibit hall of the show. They just announced the grand prize winners. But we have with us the marketing genius.
Oh, I love that.
The digital brain behind some of our favorite influencers. You work with Amy Burks, you work with Joelle, you work with Sarah Balderas, all the people. We have, as we lovingly call her here, LT, Lauren Taylor. Is it Dejan?
Dejan.
I wanted to say, like, Dijon, very sexily.
You can if you want.
From the limited agency here in Dallas. So she is a Dallas person, but you're really everywhere. You're flitting all around the place, taking pictures, being social media, being influencer. You work with the top names. I got to just know, how do you sleep at night with all that stress?
I don't, usually, but I have an amazing team at home that gives me a little break. So it works really well, because when I do the traveling, send off the videos and I have them at home helping me. So I look like I'm a one-woman show when I come to these events, but I'm not. So that's super helpful.
Okay, so how does that work? So limited agency has how many employees?
So we're actually in a transition period right now. Typically we have 6.
Okay.
But I'm actually relocating my entire company to Dallas. So right now I have 2, and then I'm going to rehire more. I have some that I'm positioning in Louisiana, because that's where I'm from and where my business is based now. But as of 2 weeks, I'll be living here, and we'll rehire some of my team here. So,
I think you make a great point that you have to have somebody who's out shooting, because obviously we do a lot of production here, out shooting, and someone who's at home editing and putting it together. Someone who's also out getting the shots, like talking to the people, finding the things to go to, looking at the schedule. Because even here we have a group shooting stills, a group shooting video, our team doing things. We're also doing podcasts. Like, there's just so much content. So when you go to an event like this, because I think a lot of our listeners, they're wanting to have a person like you, and they may not be able to either think they can afford you, or they just don't know how to even start. How do you think about dissecting this giant event to say, where do I go? Who do I see? What do I take pictures of, videos of? How do I make reels? What's your process?
For sure. So with these events, I travel a lot. So I come to a lot of conferences, a lot of trainings, which I think is super important in general. Just as someone that does aesthetic medical marketing, right, is coming to these events, because it allows me, who doesn't have a medical background, right? Like, I have a marketing background, but now I feel like from those trainings and everything, I've learned so much that coming to these is so helpful, because then I know how to, you know, appropriately communicate everyone's brand voice. So when I come to these things, like, that's what's very important to me. It's making sure I'm in the right session so that I myself am learning how I'm going to best benefit you and your personal brand and your practice, all of the above, all while also having my schedule of the people that book with me and knowing when their lectures or trainings are and going to those and filming them. And so usually I'll come in and I'll film, I'll take the pictures, and then I'll send them off to my people. They'll start working on editing it. And then usually as an add-on service, I'll also do some live posting for the people that want their Instagram stories like real time right away. So.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because I do a lot of events and I speak a lot of different things. And it has never occurred to me in my entire life, ever one time, to have someone follow me around and like capture content, which I'm, as you guys all know, Aesthetic Record is my Instagram basically, because I don't have time for my own. It's just too much going on.
But
I
look busy.
But I look at like Amy's Instagram. It's so much content. Joelle's Instagram, Sarah Bell, you know, everyone's, all the people you work with, their Instagrams look great. They have so much great, rich content. And it's because you're helping them do it. You're walking around them getting all this freaking content.
For sure. For sure. I think they, all of them, do an incredible job of incorporating their personal brand in with aesthetic medicine. So it appeals to not only their potential patients, and but also other people in the industry. And I think that's so important to keep that level of authenticity. And I think that's why they do so well. With all the clients that I work with, that's what I try to do, is we try to establish that brand voice for that specific injector or that PA or that RN or whoever it is. And finding that voice is going to make them stand out, and being so authentic that it kind of bridges that gap too, for when you're not trying to appeal to just industry professionals, bridging that gap between, you know, physician knowledge and patient trust, you know, because if you talk to them and they know that you're a real person, you're not a robot, and you're able to communicate in a way that they understand, it makes them trust you, it makes them feel comfortable, and ultimately gets people in the door faster because they feel like they know you, they feel like they're your friend. So it's a balance.
Well, and what's the end goal? I look at, you know, the people who are using social media, you know, experts like yourself. What is the end goal? Is it to become an influencer? Is it to become, to recruit more patients in? Is it to become a bigger trainer in the industry, become an industry icon? Like, or is it across the board?
I think it depends. It's across the board, and I think it's dependent on who the provider is that we're talking about. Some people want more of a personal brand. Some people want, you know, something for their practice. And that's another thing too, is a lot of people will have like their personal account and then also their practice account. And the way that we do those is very different. So I guess it completely depends. I would say for most people, their goal is obviously to become a KOL and, you know, obviously get people in their door. But I feel like when you're trying to appeal to people in the industry, that's kind of the goal.
Yeah, you know, as a person who has to tag folks and post all the time, it is important. I mean, I try not to get caught up in social media because I know it's not real in many ways, as far as, like, it doesn't dictate your ability to be a great injector, right? We all know
right.
that. You could be a great injector and not have an Instagram, you know, Instagram following. But I think about the conference, you know, here, if I know that you're a big name on Instagram, if I post and tag you, I'm going to get lots of eyeballs. Like, as a conference director, it's wonderful for me to have influencers on our podium, because then I don't have to do all the marketing. I don't have to do all the pay-per-click and all the ads, because they, in a sense, do it
for
me.
That's a great point.
So it is a part of it. Even if you're a great injector who's phenomenal on podium, if you don't have a following, it's hard to take away likes and follows and eyeballs from someone else to give them to you, because it's just the nature of the beast. Like, as awful as that sounds, it's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely need that community. I think that's great what you're saying. I think that's kind of how we've seen so much growth with Sarah Baladera specifically. She was the first client I ever had in the aesthetic medical space. And when I started working with her, she maybe had like 1,200 followers on Instagram. and we've done no paid media. It's all been completely organic, but just by really honing in and niching in on her brand voice, kind of like I said, and her also trying to, you know, further her education and coming to these conferences and investing in her education, she's been able to meet some of these people and connect through social media. And we've increased her follower count by like 400 and I think 75% in about a year, all organically, no paid media, no ads, nothing, just posting on Instagram alone. So, yeah.
Well, I just told somebody the other night, I was at a Galderma event, and I was like, I'm not an influencer. I don't have time for it. But look at all my friends. They all are influencers. And so the key, guys, is,
you are in real life,
is to get friends for influencers so you don't have to be. Because they'll just, if they
exactly.
tag you, they tag you in a post, you just, I mean, Erica,
you're
Berry.
Sure theirs.
You know Erica Berry. She tagged me in something a few weeks ago, like to share a story to win a ticket. And I had like 1,000 new followers like in 60 minutes.
It's,
you know,
awesome.
Crazy.
It's awesome.
I don't need to do it. She'll do it for me. No, but it is true, because I think people, you know, it has such magnitude and such weight. And, you know, I think we talk a lot about, it doesn't make you a great injector and it doesn't make you a great business person, but it does make you a hot item for things like a conference, you know.
It's a very collaborative industry. Yeah. So yeah. I agree.
Yeah, so if I'm going to start in the morning to become a better social media person on my own, if I can't work with you, what do I do? I've heard this week to post 3 times a day. I've heard followers don't matter anymore. I've heard it's all about engagement. Give us the real deal, Lucille, what we should be doing.
Be authentic and be consistent. There's so many social media gurus, and you should post on this day, this many times a week at this time. I genuinely do not think that it matters. As long as you are consistently showing up, I always say pick 4 of your favorite days of the week or more if you can. Don't just post to post because you want your content to be good, but ideally 4, pick Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, and post every single Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday at the same exact time for all of those days, and you continue to show up, whether it's, you're posting your work or it's something from your personal life, and you do that on a consistent basis, you're going to continue to see that community build.
Yeah, we just did an event recently for Revision Skincare, as you, mm-hmm. many of you guys will know them. We went and did their on-site, social media part of it. We did all their reels. We did, we took content all day long. And it was the first time I've ever really thought strategically about Instagram, of mm-hmm. Putting like for like we're going to have a reel about X and a reel about Y and a reel about Z. And we had to think about the content to capture to make those reels all make sense. And at the end of the week, doing a whole wrap up. And I really thought to myself, I don't want your job because to have to organize my entire walk around strategy and what I'm doing around which reel I'm posting was exhausting work for me. I never planned the event, but I envy that you guys can see the picture and you can see the vision of it and how it should all come together, because I have no ability to do that.
It takes a lot of pre-planning for sure. We kind of look at everything from a bird's eye view before we even start. Even when I'm doing a lot of my clients, we do a monthly retainer, and I send them a content calendar and then they approve it or deny it, or we adjust things and they send it back and then they don't have to touch it. So it's completely off their plate. And so me being able to look at all of that and being like, okay, this is what is coming up. Are we pushing any sales? We have this conference on this date, and just be aware of those things. Know that these are the exact dates that we're going to post them. So then I can come in with a game plan and know exactly what I need to be filming.
So how does this work? If I'm a person listening to this saying, LT, I want you in my life, where are you? If I know you're coming to Aesthetic Next, do I contact you and say, hey, can you also follow me around and make me look great? Or
yes.
How do they engage with you?
Absolutely. It's so interesting because my whole business I've built completely word of mouth, which I'm very lucky to say that. But even today, people just, I'm very open about it. I fully want more work. I love the industry, and I figure I'm here anyway. So as long as first come, first serve on the schedule blocks. But I literally had Kimmy, she hired me last night to come and film her today. So just come up to me, tell me. I have my email and my Instagram at the Limited Agency as well, so you can contact me that way. But I'm more of a texter too, so honestly, all of the above. Text me, email me, come up to me, say hi. Any of them work.
You heard it here first, folks. Lauren Taylor is your girl. You will find her at any conference running around with her camera in her hand, doing the Lord's work, making all of us look good. But yes, when you get to Dallas, let us know. Come over to our office.
2 weeks.
What is your Instagram handle for them to find you?
It's at the Limited Agency.
Okay. That's
all
easy,
one
guys.
Word, all lowercase. Super simple.
We can remember that one. We got that one. Well, we are going to sign off here from Aesthetic Next.
Yeah.
It's almost over. We only have one more day. It's been a crazy whirlwind of a week, but nothing catastrophic has happened yet, so let's pray that for the next 12 hours that continues.
I love that.
Well, we'll see you guys next week for a real episode back to normal in the studio. Bye, guys.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to another episode of For the Record. This podcast is not intended to provide legal or medical advice. It's for entertainment, education, and information purposes only. For more information on this week's guest or to get started with Aesthetic Record, email us at info@aestheticrecord.com. Be sure to tune in next week for more fresh perspectives on disrupting the status quo and surviving in the aesthetics industry.